Just one comment on the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. Why didn't they say just the sword of the Lord? Mm.
Gideon told them that. Well, Gideon said, right?
That's what Gideon said. Yeah. But why Gideon said say the sword of the Lord and of Gideon, not just the sword of the Lord?
Can I give you a suggestion?
Please.
The Lord is using men in His work. We're fellow laborers. We are workers with Him in His vineyard today. And so the Lord graciously, I think it's gracious, I think that it's a wonderful thing for Gideon to be mentioned alongside of the Lord in this tremendous battle for the deliverance of His people.
He associates himself.
Yes, he does.
He really does. You see, sword of the Lord and of Gideon, as it is, Gideon and the Lord are in the same band, are in the same army. And he's associating himself with the Lord. He's not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. I think 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 8. Be not thou ashamed of the testimony of
our
Jesus
Lord.
Christ and of me,
his prisoner,
the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. It's the same thing for a soldier. Timothy, in the last and dark days, he associates himself with the Lord. And you and I, the strength that we have, are thou for us or for our enemy? I'm the captain of the host of the Lord. You be on my side. You be on the side of the Lord and you will have victory.
I was thinking that the verse, though, labors together, it's always read, labors together with God. But it is really labors together under God. Hmm. That's where His authority comes foremost before us, as opposed to just simply, well, I'm doing something with God.
Just to make a comment on what Timothy had said, I think there's the dual aspect. We have in Matthew's gospel, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So whatever we have in us is not of ourselves. So that light that is there, it is to point men to the light, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. And the other side is what you're saying, what we have in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power, I think Mr. Darby says it, the surpassingness of the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So those jars, pitchers, when they were broken, what was shining forth was the glory of God, so that men could see. It's always a matter of contrast. You know, it was a scene of darkness. And when those pictures were broken, it was the glorious light that shone forth. And we know from this same chapter, it's what Satan blinds the minds of men from, that they see not the radiancy of the glorious gospel of Christ. So it's always going to be the glory and the light of God in contrast to darkness that the enemy would have men to continue in.
I'm wondering if, I know our time is just about gone, and I don't want to end up on the down note of chapter 8, verses 22 through 27. Maybe the Lord would give a word in the ministry this evening in reference to that, but I suggest that you be sure and read it, because it shows us that the greatest time of danger for any of us that has been used of the Lord, the greatest time of danger comes just after that. And it's a wonderful moment in Gideon's life when they say, we want you to rule over us. And Gideon is able to say, no, the Lord is the one that should rule. That's verse 23. But then, you know, John reminded us last evening, it's the little foxes that spoil the vines. And it seems just like a small thing. I just would request just this little thing. You read it at your leisure and you look and you see what it brought Israel and Gideon to.
Can I just bring one more point? Because again, I really think we should end up on a high note of Gideon. Now, here is a mighty man mentioned in Hebrews 11 that really went into the school of God. Look how he individually have his private lessons with the Lord all the way. Able now to take charge. Then another test comes in chapter 8, when the men of Ephraim came to him and he said, "Hey, how didn't you call us to go and join with you in the battle?"
That's right.
And they were really in a conflict with him. Mm-hmm. Now, if you are Gideon, you say, wait a second, were you sleeping? I blow the trumpet. I have all of these things. There are 32 people came. Where were you? You know, I will deal with you. Look at the soft answer that the man, a spiritual man, would give. He said, "Well, what did I do? I didn't do anything. Look what you did.
You're greater than us.
You're greater than me. You got the two princes of Midian. Mm-hmm. You mentioned everyone stood in his place. He took the low place. He said, "Well, what did I do? If the Lord enabled me to do something, but look what you did. You did greater things than me." That's one thing. It's a good character, a good trait to understand always your nothingness. He never forgot that. He was a nobody. And everybody, he said, "David is better than me and Chuck is better than me. And you are better than me." That's one thing. The last thing. Many of you have asked a question when we introduced the conference for this year and we said it's Kingdom Truth. And then you saw it's the life of Gideon. Many of you have picked up the phone and said, "What are we taking? Is it Kingdom Truth or the life of Gideon?"
This is Kingdom Truth.
That's exactly right. Let me prove to you that this isn't the life of Gideon, it's the Kingdom Truth. Turn to chapter 8. And I need somebody to read verse 18.
"And he said to Zeba and Zalmunna, 'What kind of men were they whom you killed at Tabor?' So they answered, 'As you are, so were they. Each one resembled the son of a king.'"
Every one of them resemble a son of the king. They just like you. They are children of the king. Gideon, you were one who brought him kingdom truth. Subjection to the Lord's ordinance, subjection to the Lord's commandment, following the Lord all the way, that is kingdom truth. And that's why, Gideon, you look like a king's son. And that's why, dear young people, you would look like a king's son. And even the Midianites would recognize that. The people around you recognize that. That when you practice and you live kingdom truth, like Gideon did, they will look upon you and he said, "You are a child of a king.
Child of a king.
You look like the Lord Jesus." And that is the whole aspect of the school of God. That we might be conformed to His image. That we might be like the Lord Jesus. That every one of us be like the Lord Jesus. And that is kingdom truth in connection with the life of Gideon.